You were also speaking to our guide brothers about offering, because we have tapes and Jagatarini made transcriptions.
You are giving or supplying all?
She's the source of nectar. So there you were talking about how the spiritual master comes and actually eats what you offer to him. And then they were asking you about, well, what if the guru is not Uttama? How can he come? But I couldn't understand the conclusion of that conversation. Can a disciple offer prasadam to a Madhyama Diksha Guru, and he will be able to take it and pass it on up the disciplic succession? Or
anyone who is initiated, he should always believe that my Gurudev is Uttam and very near and dear to Krishna. What he will do, Krishna will like. And he is most dear to Krishna.
But they also believe that Bhavananda was Uttam, and then they saw that. They also believe that Bhavananda was Uttam, that Ramaswara was Uttam, but then they saw that he wasn't, so they felt cheated.
It should be thought before taking initiation, what kind of guru they are.
So even if they're not actually Uttam, it's okay for the disciple to think that they are.
If we are we have given ourselves everything in the lotus feet of Krishna, then he will surely will give connection with any good guru. And if you are not so qualified, having so many desires and all these things, then Krishna will make what? Make
different arrangement. But Maharaj,
after that, he will gradually go up and will think his proper guru or not. Then he will do again.
Maharaj, we saw so many people who took diksha from Prabhupada who were not qualified. It was not that.
But they have no doubt.
At that time maybe, but they had
no doubt in Prabhupada. No?
Yeah.
So if they are doing activities of bhakti, they will gradually go up. But anyhow, those who are not qualified and gave up and left Prabhupada, yes, they will go to hell.
Yes.
But the persons who are living Prabhupada, also they know that he is qualified.
Yes.
By their,
they have that confidence, that Shraddha.
Shraddha. And Chitta Durbal.
Yes.
They, like Bhavanam.
Yes.
He has left Hari Bhajan. Yes. But anyone will ask him that whether your guru was pure or not, he will tell that my guru was pure.
All of them were silent. Most all of them.
I think if they have not done any offense in the feet of guru, they will again come.
It is just their weakness of heart. So they cannot complete.
Yes. They can. Because they have some regard for
I asked because you were saying that if somebody is sincere, they will get a good guru, and somebody who is insincere will not. But sometimes we see somebody who appeared to be more sincere got some difficulty, and somebody who was actually not sincere got a good guru, and that they got Prabhupada. So it seemed that it was difficult to criticize that the persons who got Bhavananda were all insincere.
No. When they were initiated and they felt they joined the movement to Prabhupada, at that time their faith was very
delicate. Yeah.
No.
Small?
Good.
Uh-huh. I see what you
mean. But yet thin.
Yes. Yes.
If they had a regular Vaishnava Sangha, qualified Sangha, then this mishap could not happen. Because they became free in their preaching and mixing with ladies, gentlemen, Vishayi, Bhogi.
The gurus, you mean?
Ananda, Rameshwar, and all these.
Yes. They became free.
They became free. No control was there.
Yes.
So they began to do wrong what they like. There was none to regulate them. They had no fear.
They had no fear.
Nowadays, many of the devotees coming into ISKCON and taking our diksha from our God brothers are understanding that they're not on Prabhupada's level of Uttama, that they are on some level of Madhyama. Is that okay to think like that? Yes.
I could not.
You said that the disciple should think that my guru is Uttama.
Ah.
So now, these days in ISKCON, because of all the things that have happened, most of the new disciples of our God brothers are thinking my guru is Madhyama of some kind because they've seen all the things. Is that okay to think my guru is Madhyama?
They should know that my Gurudev is Vaishnava, really Vaishnava. By adopting him, we can reach to Radha and Krishna. We can have the service of Radha and Krishna. He is Bhagavat Swarup, they should know. If they have no regard like so, they will not obey their master, holy master. No? And gradually they will go down. But by this, that he is really a Vaishnava, he is Bhagavat Swarup. They will gradually go up and going so, when they will, their heart will be so sincere. Krishna will again arrange to right person. And then they go.
Also, this, if they have Madhyama Guru, he is also perhaps very far ahead of them. And if he is very sincere in his bhakti and he is advancing and advancing, surely he will be continuously ahead of them. So he will be able to guide them to some proper course.
Guru is akhanda tattva. If Guru is telling that you should do Hari Nam, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, actually, this idea is not of his Gurudev. This idea is of Prabhupada, Bhakti Vedanta Swami. I think that this idea is not of Srila Prabhupada. This idea came from his Guru. In Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, this idea came from his Guru. So, at last, this goes only to Krishna. From Krishna, Baladeva Prabhu, these ideas are coming. So, Krishna is Guru. Akhand Guru. Vande Prabhu is Akhand Guru. So we should obey our spiritual master, that he is obeying Krishna and Baldev, Mool Root Guru. So I am obeying Baldev Prabhu. Our Gurudev is Baldev. But if we see that he is different from Baldev Prabhu, Rupa Goswami, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Prabhupada, Esi Bhakti Vedanta, then we should do namaskar to him. I have no relation with him. Understand my thing? If he, there is difference, and if there is no difference, we should treat him like Baldev.
Representative of.
But hundreds or thousands of them now think that my guru is Madhyama because of everything that happened.
That's what you think. Your guru is Madhyama?
Mine, no.
Why?
Because he has the symptoms and the words of an Uttama and the characteristics.
You are coming to me. What are thinking about me?
That you're also Uttama.
Kanishtha Adhikari.
Uttama Adhikari.
I'm telling that I'm in Kanishtha Adhikari.
But I don't believe it. None of us believe
it. You are not believing?
No. Because you have the Lakshana of Uttama.
Oh, you know the Lakshana of Uttama Adhikari?
But you seem to.
Oh, you are not qualified.
At least we know the Lakshana of Kanishtha Adhikari. But you have said on another occasion that disciple cannot really see where his guru is. He cannot judge. He has not got the qualification himself.
Why you are all bothering about these things?
Because we have to deal with so many.
You have connection with a real guru?
Yes.
But what problems are you with you?
But we
None.
Have many people under around.
They should do their problems. Why you waste your time?
Because we're surrounded by such people in ISKCON. And they ask these questions.
Going to so many places.
So we shouldn't.
I believe in whole Guru Tattva. Full Guru Tattva. Khanda.
Okay.